This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are helping frame the election at the Democratic National Convention. Congresswoman Diana DeGette, the longest-serving member of Colorado's delegation, says Kamala Harris needs to continue with a hopeful message, but also remind voters about what's at stake.
She needs to continue this message of we have to restore the freedom for reproductive choice, which is the first time anybody's ever taken away a freedom that we've had. If she does that, she'll win in a landslide.
DeGette co-chairs the pro-choice caucus in the House. Abortion access has been a topic of speeches at the convention. Our live coverage of the DNC continues tonight. That begins at 7. Colorado is home to one of only four U.S. patent and trademark outreach offices outside of Washington, D.C. The office in Denver is marking its 10th anniversary Friday with a celebration that's open to the public. Molly Kochowski is the regional director. She says the number of people applying for patents is on the rise, and that's testimony to technological advancements.
It really is meant to reflect the pace, the change, and all of the alterations that inventors make and all of the improvements. In fact, the word improvements is in the patent statute itself.
Colorado is in the top 10 for patents filed per capita. A UK quantum computing company is opening its first international office in Boulder. Oxford Ionics says it chose Colorado as its North American base because the state is a leader in the emerging field of quantum computing. In July, Colorado won a $40 million grant from the federal government to develop quantum technology. Starting in January, most property owners in Denver will pay a flat fee of $150 as part of the city's new sidewalk repair program. The goal is to fix broken sidewalks and build some where there are none. The city has more than 300 miles of missing sidewalks and 800 miles where the sidewalks are too narrow, according to the city. The fee is part of a voter-approved Denver Deserves Sidewalks program. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.